SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
This is SBS Radio.
Nah, selanjutnya kami akan hadirkan untuk Anda, yaitu tentang penggunaan ganja di Australia, yang akan disampaikan oleh Bapak Ricky Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar, ganja sebagai obat telah legal di Australia selama 8 tahun. Meskipun legal, narkoba tetap dapat mempengaruhi kemampuan orang untuk bekerja dan mengemudi karena keterbatasan cara pengujian narkoba. Saat ini, pemerintahan Victoria sedang mencari cara yang lebih baik untuk mengelola penggunaan ganja untuk keperluan medis di tempat kerja. Berikut ini laporan mengenai hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News. Ganja adalah narkoba kedua yang paling banyak digunakan di Australia setelah alkohol. Sebelumnya, semua penggunaan ganja adalah ilegal, namun sejak tahun 2016, ganja untuk tujuan pengobatan telah dapat diakses di Australia. Kini, ratusan ribu warga Australia mengakses ganja untuk tujuan pengobatan. Hal ini telah mempersulit pengujian narkoba, termasuk di tempat kerja. Dr. Nicole Lee, adjunct professor di National Drug Research Institute dan juga direktur dari 360H, mengatakan, sistem pengujian obat-obatan di tempat kerja ada untuk mengurangi risiko kesehatan dan keselamatan.
See it mostly in the safety-sensitive industries, so mining, transport, those kinds of industries, where if you were affected by drugs, it would be wouldn't just be impairing your ability to work; it would be actually dangerous. They tend to use drug testing as a kind of gateway into the work that needs to be done.
Pengujian narkoba dapat mempengaruhi orang-orang di luar industri yang sadar akan keselamatan melalui pengujian narkoba di pinggir jalan. Rekan peneliti pasca doktoral di Lambert Initiative for Cannabinoid Therapeutics, Dr. Daniel McCartney, mengatakan Australia tidak memiliki pendekatan toleransi terhadap ganja dalam situasi ini.
At the roadside, Australia uses what we call zero tolerance legislation, meaning that it's an offence to drive with THC present in blood, oral fluid and urine at any time. And you've probably seen the vans on the side of the road. So drivers are pulled over at random and subjected to an oral fluid drug test. If any THC is detected, the driver is in big trouble.
THC adalah senyawa psikoaktif utama yang ditemukan dalam ganja. Tes narkoba cukup mudah dilakukan secara teori. Anda mengambil sampel dan jika hasilnya positif, orang itu memiliki obat-obatan dalam sistemnya. Dr. Lee mengatakan, meskipun hasil tes positif merupakan indikator yang baik untuk obat-obatan seperti alkohol, namun tidak dapat diandalkan untuk THC.
With alcohol, if you have a breathalyzer reading, you will almost certainly be impaired. There's a really good correlation between a positive breathalyzer test and impairment. And the higher your breathalyzer test, the more impaired you are. Illicit drug testing is completely different because the illicit drugs tests, they're not as accurate. And there's quite a wide window in which you can still test positive but not be affected by drugs. Cannabis stays in the system for longer than most drugs.
Dr. McCartney mengatakan, tes cairan oral yang umum tidak memberikan gambaran yang jelas tentang apa yang dialami oleh seseorang.
But oral fluid is a particularly sort of poor matrix. So THC doesn't move from blood into oral fluid, meaning that the THC actually needs to make contact with saliva in order to be present in oral fluid. So, for example, someone could consume a bunch of THC in a capsule or something like that, and because it never actually makes contact with the oral fluid, you could be heavily intoxicated and test negative on an oral fluid drug test. On the other hand, people can use cannabis, they might use cannabis regularly, and THC can sort of sequester in saliva, and so even though they might not have used in some time, they could return a positive test even when they are not impaired.
Saat ini, Parlemen Victoria sedang mempertimbangkan bagaimana melakukan pendekatan terhadap pengujian narkoba di tempat kerja. Legalkan ganja anggota Parlemen Victoria David Etersheng mengatakan perlu ada pendekatan yang lebih berbeda dalam pengujian ganja.
Workers should not be impaired and cause a risk to others, just as cannabis users should not be on the road if they're impaired and posing a risk to other drivers and pedestrians. And clearly, in many cases, what's actually happening is that it's not about health and safety at the workplace. It's actually imposing a zero tolerance approach to the presence of THC in people's systems, irrespective of whether or not they're impaired. And that's what we have the big issue with.
Dr. Karen Broadley adalah sukarelawan di Drug Advisory Council Australia. Ia mengatakan gejala kerusakan ganja menimbulkan risiko terhadap keselamatan masyarakat.
Things like construction and aviation and driving a vehicle, there are risks. Also, I would say, you know, working with children, working in childcare, working with people with disabilities, maybe working in hospitality, working in frontline healthcare, there are risks. Our view at DACA is it really should be up to employers to be able to assess the risks and have a workplace drug policy.
Dr. Broadley mengatakan, meskipun hasil tes positif tidak berarti penurunan nilai, ini adalah risiko yang tidak dapat diambil oleh beberapa industri.
We don't know whether that means they're impaired. We don't know when they used, but given all of the unknowns and given the risks, we need to prioritise occ health and safety. This is not about us judging people. They have the right to go to their doctor, use whatever they need to use and be prescribed whatever they need. It's really about some workplaces and work types. We just can't sort of tolerate those risks.
Polisi melakukan pengujian narkoba di pinggir jalan di seluruh Australia. Di ACT, hal ini sangat menantang karena pemerintah wilayah tersebut melegalkan kepemilikan pribadi ganja pada tahun 2020. Presiden Asosiasi Polisi Federal Australia, Alex Caruana, mengakui adanya keterbatasan dalam sistem pengujian yang ada saat ini.
The whole reason we are drug testing people on the side of the road is to test whether they are impaired and therefore they're posing a threat to the safety of those members on the road. However, I think the science needs to catch up or the legislation needs to catch up there. And there needs to be a more robust way to test if someone is inebriated or is impaired.
Jadi, apakah ada cara yang lebih baik untuk menguji kerusakan ganja daripada menguji keberadaan ganja dalam sistem? Dr. McCartney mengatakan tidak ada tes yang sempurna, namun ini adalah sesuatu yang sedang mereka kerjakan.
At present, there is no perfect system. You know, the roadside drug tests have limitations. The field sobriety tests or behavioural tests, we sometimes call them, also have limitations. So they're often employed in places like the US, where people might be asked to perform a certain task, stand on one leg, touch your nose, that kind of thing. What we're sort of hoping to work towards is kind of a better behavioural test, I guess, using more tech, you know, things like computerised cognitive tasks.
Dr. McCartney menambahkan gabungan tes kognitif dan biomarker mungkin memberikan hasil terbaik.
So you need some kind of behavioral metric that is very consistent from one individual to the next and isn't impacted by too many other things. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe a combination of a biomarker with a behavioral test might give us the most reliable result, sort of so that if you know don't perform so well on the behavioral test, then they give you the oral fluid test.
Sementara itu, terdapat argumen bahwa ganja sebagai obat harus diperlakukan dengan cara yang sama seperti obat-obatan lainnya. Mr. Etersheng mengatakan penurunan THC sebanding dengan obat resep lainnya.
It should be treated the same as any other medicine. Because when you look at the table of harms or when you look at the scale of impairment, the reality is that cannabis is pretty low down. So it's perfectly fine to go to work legally, with opioids, with benzodiazepines, with antidepressants, even with antihistamines. All of those things are far more impairing than THC. For all of the other drugs, we say that the relationship between the patient and the doctor is an appropriate test to ensure safety, whether it's at the workplace or whether it's on the road, except for cannabis.
Dr. Broadley mengatakan untuk menjaga tempat kerja tetap aman, mungkin juga diperlukan pengujian terhadap obat resep lainnya.
I think we probably need to think, maybe rethink even some of those other drugs as well, to be honest with you. I think it's really important not to discriminate against certain people who use certain medicines.
Menurut Dr. Lee, tes alkohol dan narkoba seharusnya hanya menjadi salah satu faktor saja yang diperhatikan dalam keselamatan kerja.
We suggest workplaces take what we call a fitness for work approach. So we know that alcohol and other drugs impact on people's ability to do their work, but there's a whole range of other things like fatigue, mental health problems, some medications they may be taking, stress, and workplaces don't have as much trouble understanding if someone's fatigued that they're not effective and maybe they might send them home or give them kind of lower duties for the day.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang pengujian terhadap penggunaan kanabis atau ganja di tempat kerja yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Nah, itulah tadi Bapak Ricky Kusumo dengan pengujian narkoba yang dibuat mengalami kesulitan karena pemakaian ganja sebagai obat. Nah, itulah tadi Bapak Ricky Kusumo dengan pengujian narkoba yang dibuat mengalami kesulitan karena pemakaian ganja sebagai obat.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.